Yeah.
Obviously, you're very familiar with
from the opponent there.
Yep.
I don't know if you tell me, I could kind of see a little something extra in your eye tonight that you wanted to get some revenge from last year.
Yeah, it was really kind of a meaningful match, having it wrestled in the past 2 years in the finals, winning one and losing the last one. So it really meant a lot to win that match to me. He was a great wrestler, obviously, and just makes it all the more intense for me just to go out and, you know, wrestle, leave nothing left on the mat, but, you know.
With a major decision of 11-3, Justin, first
call. I don't like to use the word easy, but were you surprised that maybe it was as comfortable as it was in the end?
Well, really, with like that good of a wrestler, I never really feel that secure. You know, when you're wrestling at this level, I feel like you could get caught at any moment. There's big upsets all the time. People winning who get caught and then end up losing by getting pinned. So it's really keeps you on your feet at all times, on your toes, just really on that edge, you know, of keeping the lead. But, you know, not trying to make any stupid mistakes, you know, maybe give up 2 points just to stay out of a move that might potentially get you caught, you know.
Fourth year in a row that you and Brad have got to the semifinals. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, really, it's a really great feeling knowing that we're going to play. That shot at the finals is, well, I couldn't have asked for anything better in my last year in high school. It's what I've been looking forward to all year.
Tomorrow night's matches are pretty intense, too.
Oh, yeah. Every match is really key.
Now wrestling on mat three.
But tomorrow, we'll definitely have to be psyched up for that one. And get ready for it. It's going to be just as tough as any of the other matches. So I got to come out prepared and hopefully come out with a win.